opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
All right, here we go, here we go, here we are. One more time, yes, sir. The My Radio Show here at DDV Radio, www.mybroadcastddv.com. Coming to you live every single Saturday from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock. This is the day the Lord has made. We are rejoicing and glad in it. I got a little problem with my live video here, so I don't know what's going on, but we're just going to continue to go forward, hopefully to kick in. But in the meantime, we got a great word for you today. As you know, we've been faithful every single Saturday, and sometimes I'm here, and sometimes I got my guest host. I'll give a shout out to Minister Danielle Johnson, who came last week and shared. So glad to have her sharing on my behalf. Also, my other good friend and good assistant, Sister Kershia Riley, who's also in the background helping us out. Of course, to all my supporters, thank God for the M318. Thank God for all of my family and friends. And, of course, the Church of the Mighty Sons of God Fellowship Church. We're just so glad to be in the number one more time. And so if you have your Bibles, we're going to get right into the Word of God. I want to share some things with you that I believe will be most life-changing to you. And I'm very concerned about a topic I'm going to be sharing with you today that's going to help you understand more and more about when it pertains to the church and the kingdom. And so this is going to be a strong word. As you might have known, tomorrow morning I'm sharing, of course, at Calvary Baptist Church in the city of Patterson on East 18th Street. That's on 12th Avenue, East 18. And I don't want you to miss what God is going to do on tomorrow, because I believe that if there's anyone sick, they're going to be healed. I believe we bring anyone that's out tomorrow at 11 o'clock a.m. at the Calvary Baptist Church, where the senior pastor is, of course, Randall Moses Lassiter. We don't want you to miss this. There's a word in the house. I have not spoken in this side of town probably in about a few years. And thank God for this opportunity. And so looking forward to many of you who are going to be attending on tomorrow. We also have our own church service at 9 o'clock a.m. My wife, Minister Jay, is speaking. And so we got two dynamic services back to back. I don't want you to miss it. And let's please try to go with what God is giving us on this great auspicious occasion. So let's go right into the prayer and let's go right into the Word of God. Lord God, we thank you that you are the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. You're the Father of all glory, and you give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Christ Jesus, that our eyes are enlightened, that we know the hope of your calling, the glorious riches that are inside the saints, and that exceeding greatness of your power to usward, because might we definitely believe according to the working of your mighty power, which you exerted in Christ when you raised him from the dead, far above all principalities, all powers, all mights, all dominions, not only in this cosmos, but the one which is to come, which is your body that fills all in all. In Christ Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. I want to share with you some things I've been sharing with lately on my Might Live broadcast and also AI-237, even in SITU. I've been talking a lot lately about the kingdom, an unshakable kingdom. I've been talking lately about Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I've also lately been talking about the relationship between Cain and Abel. And I don't believe that the Bible is any good unless it's able to be applied to your life on a daily basis. And I think the model of the church services we do today don't carry the power should carry, because we have deduced church down to one day out of a week and going to a building. And that's really the American understanding of the word church. But what I'm going to show you today basically is that depending on who translates the Bible has a direct impact on the culture of our society. And sometimes when I hear people prophesy in church, they say, "Thus saith the Lord," or "Thou, thus." And I was always asked myself a question, why do you say thou and thus? Because they're quoting from a King James version of the Bible. And so folks think if you say thus and thou, it sounds more holier. And what you don't understand is God uses the societal language that you're in to communicate to you. So if you grew up in a black community, God speaks to you according to your language code. If you grew up in a European community, he speaks to you according to European code. So wherever community or culture you grow up in, that's the language code that God speaks to you. So to say thus and thou, those are all biblical translations. So a lot of time, if you really want to understand the Bible, you need to go back, you have to study Hebrew and Greek and understand the culture of where it comes from, so you have a better understanding of the 66 books of the Bible. And I think we have been impacted by American culture that have sapped the strength out of our true purpose of being what we call the church. Now, I want to give you something and hold on to your seats because I'm going to be preaching about this tomorrow. First of all, the word church is not really a religious term. It is a political term. It was used by the Greeks, okay? And the word church really comes from a Greek term that they translate church to the term ecclesia or ekklesia, which means called out, or you read it backwards in Greek, outcalled. So when you are called out from the world to serve Christ, you become part of this called out body. And it depends on what Bible translation you read, because if you read some Bible translation, they say church. Some says assembly, and some says a called out gathering. And, you know, and because we're Americanized, we have reduced and deduced church down to buildings. And so we have this silly notion. Even when you talk to people, where you going? Something, I'm going to church. And it sounds nice according to the American dictionary. But when you Google and look the original meaning of the word up, church is not a steeple. Church is a people. So the church goes to the building, and the building becomes the church when you go inside. Okay, so wherever the people go, so goes the church. But just the twist on words have a direct impact on its meaning and on its purpose. And so if in your mind the word church is a steeple, it's stained glass windows, it's choir robes, it's attending programs, then you reduce and you deduce church down to one day out the week. And it also comes down to what you might call satisfying the religious quote. That's where you get these dumb things about separate your church and state. You know, the church should get involved with government. Government should separate from the state. And God has no say in the public sector. These are all lies and garbage. God owns everything. He's the owner of the heavens and the earth. God can do what he wants to do when he wants to do it. He has decided to limit himself to the working of man. And the arm he uses to advance the kingdom is the church, which we call church. But the original term is ecclesia, which means ecclesia, which means a called out people. Now, when you start to study the history, now I'm telling you something, this word will not go over easy in some denominations because we don't really understand the true meaning of the word church. Now, I'm going to give honor to Apostle Miles Monroe, who opened my eyes this years ago back in the late 90s. And I began to do my research on this word church. And due to some of our erroneous teaching and our erroneous traditions, we have reduced church down to one day out the week is the building people go to. And then we look at our watch every 5 minutes to make sure the pastor don't go over a half an hour, because we're going to go back to our sinful lives for the rest of our week. And that's basically what church comes down to. But then when you check out people's work schedule, they go to work at 6 a.m. They work to 6 p.m. And then they put in overtime. So they'll put in 14, 15 hours of work at their job because they're getting paid money. All right. Then when they come to the house of the Lord, they want to rush the preacher, rush the service. They want God to move, speak quick, and be over with. And my thing is, how can you put that much energy at your job and can't put that much energy in church worship where God pays you life and pays you eternal life? I don't know what the problem is. But because of our training and our equipping and our type of thinking, that's why we have been robbed of our true authority and our true power. And so it's so important to understand that God wants you to understand what's really going on. So I'm going to give you a culture shock. I'm going to give you some stuff that's going to shock you a little bit, because I think part of my role as an apostle and prophet is to rock the boat. And I'm not always embraced. I will say I've probably been boycotted and cut out of a lot of groups because you're not going to buy my silence. I'm going to speak the truth. I don't care if I offend the Democratic Party, if I offend the Republican Party, if I offend the coffee party, if I offend you, because truth is the key. As Jesus stood before Pontius Pilate asked Jesus a question. He says, "What is truth?" And if you read the scriptures, Jesus doesn't say a word, because truth is not a what. Truth is a who. So it was a dumb question. Truth is not a what, it's a who. Jesus Christ says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to God but through me." Not through the Jewish law, not through the Torah, all right? Not through your Jewish worship services, not through your Saturday Sabbath services. Watch this, y'all. Not through your denomination. The only way to God the Father is through a relationship through Christ Jesus. He's, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." He's not a way. He says, "I am the way." Now, that's a real stuck up statement. That sounds kind of arrogant, but truth is truth. And so When Pilate says, what is truth? He had in his mind what he thought truth was. He controlled truth. And Jesus was saying, the only power you have is the power that my Father allow you to have. Okay, Pontius Pilate. And keep this in mind that you're only in that place of power because God the Father is using you as a pawn. And you're a pawn in a greater program. And so do me a favor, shut your mouth and do what you're supposed to do so that we'll be able to go forward and do what God wants us to do. Okay. Thank you. Mike Live just tuned in. We've had some technical difficulties. Thank you, President Crystal. And thank you for Mike Live just came in. So I'm talking about really, I'm going to talk more and more about the truth of the term church, the truth of the term church. And I'm giving you a little bit of a commercial of something I'm going to be sharing in a certain wise way tomorrow at Calvary Baptist Church when I preach about the unshakable kingdom. And I've been telling you already the term church is a political term. It is not an original religious term. It is a political term. And the term church really is a word that was really probably given by King James, but you the real term is ecclesia, which means called out rulers, called out leaders that's supposed to submit to the authority of Christ so we can take the kingdom and invade our communities and change the hearts of men and thereby changing the world. Hello, Minister Jay, my wife, love you. And so I really am really moved by people who really do their research and their study and don't always take everybody's word for it. I don't care if you Bishop T.D. Jakes. I don't care if you Rob Parsi, Benny Hinn. I don't care if Whitey the Bynum. I don't care. I don't care who you are with your titles. At the end of the day, when you finish preaching and ministering, I'm going back home to my house. I'm taking out my iPad, my Google. I'm going to read and study and confirm what you say or not believe what you say or even bring correction to what you say. And that's what makes a student of the Word of God. Thank you for tuning in, Mike Live. And so when I say these things, I'm telling you things I've researched and I've watched and I realize that the strength of our communities is really centered around the real meaning of the word church. And the word church is not a steeple. The church is a called out people, a called out people that submitted to the authority of Christ Jesus. And Christ Jesus takes his authority and he distributes it amongst five different leaders, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, and they end up becoming bishops and elders. And these fivefold ministries are supposed to take the mind of Christ and communicate it to the body so we can go out as salt, light, and city on top of a hill and change our communities and our worlds. But we have developed a system that have made folks sit in buildings on Sundays or Saturdays for an hour or 2 hours, and then we take our lives back from Monday through Saturday till next Sunday. We pick God up again. Wrong. Two left shoes. You can't call something right. You can't call something wrong right because you've been doing it well and wrong at the same time. Hello, Melissa Collins. Hello, Linda Shalen. Hello, President Crystal. Hello, Patty McCoy. And so my job as an apostle and a prophet of radical change is to alert you to what the true deal is. Jesus said these words to his disciples, and hear me closely, and the name of this message is the truth about the word church. He said, I will build my ecclesia. I will build my called out people. And how do you become a part of this called out people? You have to confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He's the Savior of the world. That's how you get access into the kingdom. That's called born again. You leave one realm and you're born again into another realm. As a matter of fact, you leave the earth and you go back to the third heaven and be resent through the second heaven. See, it's crazy, right? And so then he gives you keys. All right, here we go. He gives you keys, which gives you access into the kingdom. And depending on what keys you use, determine what doors you open. And you can also open doors and you can close doors. That's called binding and loosing. Okay, now that's a whole new ball game for those 12 Jewish disciples, because in their mind, their religious ceremonies was we go to the Jewish mountain, the temple on top of the mountain on a Saturday. We bring a bull, a lamb, or a dove, and we give it to the high. We give it to the priest. The priest gives it to the high priest. He sacrifices it, and it makes me all right before the presence of God, because God dwelt and he lived in the temple on top of the mountain. That was the system for years. Jesus Christ shows up and says, listen, the system is changing. There's a people coming called the Ecclesia, the called out ones. This will be the Israel that I'm building up. This will include not only Israelites that are born from the blood of Abraham, but also include Gentiles, who represents the stones. So these stones and these Jewish people become one nation, and this will be the Israel that will be given the keys of the kingdom. So understanding the meaning of a word is so important. And so, Linda and Melissa, when you say I'm part of the body of Christ, I'm part of Ecclesia, I'm part of the called out assembly, that means you've been given a sphere of authority that you're supposed to walk in, you're supposed to demonstrate. Now, there's a stark contrast, if that's the right word, difference between how you used to come to God to how you come to God after Christ came here. Now, I'm telling you this. This is why the church have not been impactful in her society or her culture. Hello, Joyce Jackson, my spiritual moms, Tracy Jackson Pula. God bless you. There's a problem with our church world because we have reduced it back to stubble and bricks and mortar. Jesus says something to his Jewish disciples, which was scary, in the book of Matthew. I'm not going there. Matthew 23 or Matthew 24. He gives them a very powerful, profound word. He said, within 40 years of you standing in front of me, your temple that you love, that you build, Herod's temple, will come to the ground. It will be shook into the ground. Watch it. It'll be shook into the ground. Not one brick left on top of another. It's going to collapse. And he spoke that as a prophet. Between him standing there talking to his inner disciples, within 40 years, the whole Jewish temple had collapsed to the ground. And the Roman army tore it to the ground. 1 million Jews died at least inside of that temple. All right. This city was burned to the ground. The temple was burned to the ground. And many of the Jews that had heard Jesus Christ prophesy this, when they saw the Roman Empire or the Gentiles surrounding the city or the temple, they head for the hills and took heed to the word of Christ. Then Pentecost, of course, fell. And between this time, and up came these new group of people called the Way People, or the believers, who end up being called Christians or called the church. And they began to carry this invisible kingdom throughout the world. And he that believed on Jesus became a part of this people, which we call the church, the ecclesia. And we got all power and authority in Christ. But it's not the power and the authority that's in your head. See, what's in your head is war. It's spears. It's slingshots. It's we're going to kill the Romans. That's not this type of kingdom. This one works a little differently, Sister Joyce. This one works by love. This one's going to come in and change the heart, so those that are murderers and killers would drop their guns and start to take care of their families. This one will get into your mind and make you think differently. This kingdom will invade your emotions and get you healed. See, this kingdom will come in and produce the fruit of the Spirit: gentleness, love, peace, patience. See, this one works totally different than the old one. See, when Christ was on the earth, and listen to me carefully, everybody, for 3.5 years, he kept telling them that there's a transition taking place. There's a transition from the old type of Jewish worship to a new way, because everything in the Old Testament was a commercial of a show that was up and coming. Now, let me make something plain. I am an Avenger nut. Okay, I've collected comic books since I was 5-6 years old. I probably got every single Captain American comic book you can think of. Captain America was my boy growing up. And I'm an avid fan of anything from Marvel, okay? And the deep thing was, I saw the Marvel Avengers movie 1, 2. Now, this one is number 3 that came out. Am I correct? I got 2 minutes for a break. I got 2 minutes for the first break, for the break. And I went to see Avengers Part 3. And, of course, that Avengers movie threw everybody for a loop because they don't know what happened. They got everybody on the edge of their chairs. And now they're doing different commercials of Avengers Part 4 coming up. And they got an Avengers in the Marvel world, or the Marvel kingdom, got everybody on their seats. Get ready to watch this movie. I believe Avengers Part 4 going to break every record in the world, because everybody want to know what happened to all the Avengers in Part 3, because the writers are very smart. So I see these commercials of stuff up and coming. So the Jewish temple and everything in the Old Testament up to Christ's arrival on the earth was a commercial of what is transitioning. Now, when I come back after this break, I'm going to come more and more into what it means to understand the term or the truth of the word church. I get back in a few minutes.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you are a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.
And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
All right, we're back to www.mikebroadcastddv.com and also to Mike Live. And so we've been talking about having an understanding of the word church and the true meaning of the word church. And I have an assignment as I run this race to bring a radical change to the traditional church. Though I honor the traditions that are truthful, I cut and demolish traditions that violate the word of God and robs us of our power. And so when we start talking about the word church, it is not a religious term. It is a political term. Started by the Greeks, Rome took it over, and then Jesus says, I will build my ecclesia. I will build my ecclesia. I will build a people that are centered around confessing me as their Lord and Savior, and they were able to, God bless you, David Tickney, and they will be able to operate with the power from the heavens. And I'm going to give you keys to the kingdom. So they're going to be a new heavens and a new earth. See? Is that talking about the galaxy earth? Because this physical earth will always be here. Contrary to popular opinion, the earth ain't going no place. I know church folks teach this, but it's erroneous. When they talk about new heavens, new earth, you're not talking about getting rid of this one. Renovating, a new way of running it, a new way of operating it. This is what it means, new heavens, new earth. I'm giving the keys to the church, to this new Israel, and they're going to have the keys to operate in the spirit realm and the physical world, work together as one. It's a new heaven, new earth, centered around the words of Christ. The old heaven and the old earth will pass away, but my words will remain forever. So believe in what Jesus says. And what did Jesus say? The kingdom is within you. So when you start to embrace that and understand that and become aware of that, then you enter into a new way of living. It is the greatest life to live because it even embraces you for death. Many of you got loved ones, and I know how we are. We don't think anybody gonna die. We think our mother's gonna live forever, our father's gonna live forever, our sons, our daughters, but tragedy is a real thing, man. People you thought gonna be here tomorrow die today. And you need some comfort. You need to know where they're going, man. And people who die in Christ, they step over to the other world and they can see what's going on. And they're closer to you than you think. And this is some of the stuff I got to teach people, because sometimes people get so discouraged. I had this one mother. Her son died in a very terrible, violent attack. She could not recover from her son dying. Could not recover. No matter how much we pray, she kept falling back in this hole, and she actually looked forward to her own death. She did not want to live. She had no hope for Christ, and she died, you know. And I finally said, well, she finally got united with her son, but she actually lost some rewards because she actually punked out due to the pain of losing her son. Now, I'm teaching this thing because I'm trying to show you that when someone dies, it's not they didn't stop existing. They just move forms. They move to the other world. And according to Hebrews chapter 11, they can actually see you running your race. They see you running your fight, and they clap for you and they celebrate you. I got a grandma over there. I got a grandfather. I got an aunt. I got Pastor Miles Monroe over there. I got Dr. Fred Lagarde. I got Dee Dee. I got Fred G. Stan Pop. A lot of folks that I love. Lamont, Reverend Elam. These folks who went before me. And some of these deaths were devastating to Pastor Mike, because I didn't expect them to leave. I expect God was going to heal them, set them free, bring them back. But now I realize, Linda, now I realize, Kenneth Allen, President Crystal, that these folk are closer to you than what you think. The problem is we don't understand the power and the authority that was given us. When Christ says, I give you the keys of the kingdom, he told that to his ecclesia. He told that to his called out governing people. And we're supposed to go forward in this earthly realm and become what I call the wisdom piece in the world. Ephesians 3 says it like this, that the church is the manifold wisdom of God. So even though all things have been finished and completed in Christ, God allows the church to walk it out in the second and first heaven. So we become the very demonstrative piece of the defeat of Satan, defeat of sin, and the defeat of spiritual effects due to sin. So we become the victorious piece. And then he gives us in Hebrews, he says, in Hebrews 12, it says, starting at verse 1, it says, wherefore, seeing that we are surrounded about by great a cloud of witnesses. What do you mean surrounded about? Who surrounds us? Hebrews 11, and your loved ones that died in Christ. He says, being that you already are surrounded, and these folks were victorious in their faith, you need to lay aside every weight and every sin that keeps resetting you. So whatever the weight is, whatever the sin of not believing in Christ is, get rid of it, because it does not allow you to run the race you're supposed to run. Some folks think you're saved to make it into heaven, and that's not true. That's another erroneous teaching. When you gave your life to Jesus Christ, heaven is your home. You become aware, you enter into it. The race is fulfilling the assignment and the call that's on your life, because it's supposed to help advance the kingdom of God. So you got keys and authority. You got powers to stop sickness, stop disease. You got power to raise the dead. You got power to hear the voice of God. You got power to love the hell out of people. One of the weapons of righteousness, Sister Crystal, is to love people who can't stand you. See, we think when someone hits you, you hit them back. That's why I don't like when people will hear a politician say something negative, and you go on Facebook and say the same negative thing that the politician said. You just as dumb as he is. You just dumb as she is. When someone says something low, you go high. When someone says something on a negative, you go the positive. You don't do this because that law of overcoming good with evil will knock evil out the ballpark. Because this is how kingdom work. It has power and authority. When you say hi to folk that walk past you because they can't stand you, they can't take that. They don't like that. Or you trying to speak, they try to walk back. I say, hey, how you doing, girl? And they try to walk back. I can't stand them. I say, I love you, though. So they don't like that, because what people want you to do is when they be evil, they want you to give evil back. You don't do that. You do the complete opposite, and the kingdom law kicks in. This is how ecclesia works. Ecclesia is a governing body. It's not a church in a corner. A church in a corner is bricks and mortar. It can burn to the ground. It can collapse. I keep telling people all of this. The Jewish temple of Jesus' day, the Herod temple that the Jews celebrated and screamed about, it collapsed in 70 A.D. This temple was about 6 football fields wide. It had 1 million Jews every day, or even on Saturday, coming down and giving sacrifices. They were making big money off this program. And Jesus came to the temple and turned over the tables and says, this thing is a den of thieves. It's no longer a house of prayer. It's going to collapse. So he comes and he curses the fig tree, which represents the old set of Jewish worship. The tree is uprooted. He comes into the temple on top of the mountain, cleans it out. So he uproots the tree and cleans the temple, and said the tree was a mountain that needed to be removed. And within 40 years, everything was gone. And the only thing that was left was the disciples of Christ Jesus spreading the gospel across the whole planet. So when you see certain groups of churches gather together in certain local buildings, the building is not the important piece. The most important piece are the people that sit inside of buildings. This is why I have a problem with people that got building funds, but the people in their church don't have places to live. They don't have jobs. They don't have college education. You are more emphasizing a church building versus the people in the building. And the people in the building makes the building the church building. Now, in American culture, when you read the Webster's Dictionary, or you study the dictionary, it would tell you that the church is a building and is where people go to on Sunday. That's American culture. That's not biblical culture. Biblical culture is the church is a political arm of God that rules and reigns from the third through the second to the first heaven. And you have to do it the way Christ wants it to be done. All right. Now, I wanted to read something to you in Genesis chapter 4. And I did this morning on Mike Live in AI 237. And I was talking about the ministry or the two kingdoms of Cain and Abel. If you go to Genesis 4 verse 4, it says, we're starting at 4 verse 2. It says that Miss Eve had two sons. One was Abel, and he was the keeper of the sheep. And Cain was the tiller of the soil, or like a farmer. Verse 3, in the course of time, Cain brought an offering to the Lord from the fruit of the soil. And Abel, for his part, brought the choices of the firstlings of his flock. The Lord paid attention and gave heed or respect to Abel and his offering. But to Cain and his offering, he paid no attention to and gave no respect. And Cain was very distressed and his face fell, which means his face fell off his face. He put his head down. And the Lord said to Cain, why are you so distressed? And why is your face fallen? Surely you know to do right. There isn't an uplift. But if you do not do right, sin crouches at your door. Its urge is to come towards you, and it wants to master you. So why would God say this to Cain? Because Cain know the deal. You're supposed to go to Abel, exchange goods and services. Abel sells you a sheep. You give him some grapes. And you both come before me and kill a lamb or kill a sheep or kill a goat, shed the blood, and now you can be in my presence, all right? But Cain does, like a lot of people do, choose their own religion to come to God. You ever hear folks talk about that? It don't matter what you call him. Just call him Jesus, call him Allah, call him Confucius. It doesn't matter. As long as I do positive and do positive things, you sound like Cain. You don't get to choose the way to come to God. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth. And he didn't say, I'm a way. I'm the way. So he's telling you there's only one sacrifice. You got to come through Abel's way. Are you able to come through Abel's way? Y'all get that next week. See, I'm going to make you able to come through God's way. Now, don't be like Cain. Go tell God how to do it. No, the Bible clearly paints out how to come to him. You come to God the Father through Christ Jesus. Anything else is a waste of time. You can't come to him by knocking on doors, wearing different clothes, change your hair, put a dot on your forehead, you know, bow down to the east 10 times. You can't, no human works get you right with God. The only person that gets you right with God is Christ Jesus. So when you take the blood of Jesus and you apply it to your heart and your mind, you enter into the kingdom and you're given governmental keys into the ecclesia. And church becomes a people, not a steeple. Now, when the people go to the steeple, that becomes the church. All right. So when I go to Calvary Baptist Church on tomorrow, I'm talking to God's people because God's people is inside the steeple. Now, when I minister, I'm not ministering to the bricks and mortar. I'm ministering to the people inside the steeple. So when the healing is released, when I'm teaching about unshakable kingdom, I'm talking to God's church, God's ecclesia. And as a governmental official, as a representation of Christ Jesus in the kingdom, as an apostle and a prophet and pastor, I will minister by the power of the Spirit of God, and I will give truth to God's people. See, that's my job. That's my assignment. All right. And because I understand that, I'm operating according to Abel's gospel. Now, Cain rises up to kill Abel because he's jealous of Abel, or because Abel has been received in the face of God. I want to give you something here, and I don't have time to find it, but in one of the Gospels, I think it's either Matthew or Luke, it could be around 21st chapter, 20th chapter, maybe Chris can help me find it. The religious leaders of that day, the Jewish leaders, not all of them, but there was the power brokers that controlled the temple, said this amongst themselves: he is the chosen one. He's the one. But he got to go. He got too much power. And if we give in to him, we lose our power, we lose our prestige, and so we're going to murder him, we're going to kill him. And basically, that's what they did. They actually killed him because he was saying he was the Christ, the Son of the living God. He was the Messiah. And the truth of the deal is, the old system of that day did not want to embrace the new system. They wanted to take their system, which was a commercial and just a visitation, and turn it into a permanent. Nah, I can't do it. As a matter of fact, if you really read the Bible like it's supposed to be read in the New Testament, the Bible says that Jesus Christ came riding into Jerusalem, right? And when he got to Jerusalem, he began to cry over the city. Now, the question, why are you crying, Jay? Why are you crying, Jesus? Why are you crying? Let me tell you why you're crying. Because he came to a people to save and deliver them, but they rejected him. He came to his own received them not. Let me say it again. He came to his own, and his own received them not. And he knew due to their rejection of him, they will be in much trouble. And those that receive him will be blessed, but he knew he had to die a very wicked death due to the Jewish power broken system of that day, because people took something that was temporary and tried to make it permanent. And then when they took the temple, they was running game and running scam. So when Christ came into the temple, he was trying to restructure it and tell them, this is going to be a place of prayer, deliverance, and miracles. Y'all don't turn it into a house of dens, a house of thieves. And so they planned, and they plot to crucify him. That's why when he got before Pontius Pilate and got before the Rome authority, they started having trumped up charges, because at the end of the day, they wanted to get rid of him. Too much power, too much authority. Sounds familiar? Cain, get rid of Abel, because Abel got too much authority and too much power in the presence of God. I don't have that power, I don't have that authority, and I don't want to come through Abel's way. So the next best thing is, let me just get rid of Abel. So Cain rises up and destroys Abel. Now listen, I got 2 minutes left. This has been some good stuff. Now, on tomorrow morning, here's my announcement, we'll be at my church service at 9 a.m. My wife, Minister Jay, is sharing. Want to know the address? Inbox me, and I'll let you know tomorrow at 9 o'clock. We're going to be done at 10:30 sharp. At 11 o'clock, we'll be at Calvary Baptist Church. I'll be ministering under the authority of the Spirit of God and the jurisdiction, of course, of Pastor Randall Moses Lassner. I'll be speaking about what you might call an unshakable kingdom. Don't miss this tomorrow. Pray for my protection, because I know how a devil get when you start bringing a word like this. Pray for Pastor Mike's protection. Put angels around me, and no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you, Rosetta Robinson. Thank you, LaTanya. Thank you, Beverly, of course. Bat, I call Miss Bat. And of course, thank y'all so much. Please go to my Cash App, sow a seed today. God bless you. Gotta go. Love you.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guy Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.